الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأمته وبارك وسلم. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى ورحمة للمؤمنين إلى آخر الآية. The month of Ramadan has passed, and in those 30 days, we have all written our own story. Our own spiritual story, in our own unique way. We've all shown our own unique form of commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've all made our own dua, our own supplication, our hidden tears, and also the inner peace that we acquired through our dedication and submission, adoration, and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt, has been enhanced. Today, apart from the good spirit that we still feel, the ambiance of Eid that fills our hearts with joy, there are two important questions that certainly we all have on our minds. The first is, have we really done enough? And the second is, how can I sustain my religious and spiritual productivity after the sacred month has passed? Now, as Muslims, one of the distinguishing features of our tradition, us being the children of Ismail alayhi salam, is that we are servants who are halima. We are servants who are tender and compassionate, but we are servants of Allah who endure, who display fortitude. The most distinguishing feature of Muslims throughout history has always been fortitude, endurance. And a Muslim is expected to have patience, to have commitment to the righteousness that he has subscribed to during the sacred month of Ramadan, the proverbial spiritual training for the rest of the year. And this endurance, this fortitude, this sabr, this continuity in virtue is the surest sign that our fasting has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we fail to continue the spirit of righteousness and of piety, of devotion, of virtuosity, of spirituality after the month of Ramadan, if we follow the way of our arch enemy, Shaitan, if we succumb to the impulses of our enemy within, the nafs ammara, the wayward animal self within us, then this is not just a sign that our Ramadan has not met the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also that we are humiliated in the presence of Allah, that we are mean, that we enjoy no prominent status, we are lowly, and that we are being deprived, essentially, of the nusra, the help of Allah. The greatest help of Allah is not necessarily against the enemy on the battlefield, but against the gravest of all enemies, and that is the enemy within our own souls. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, once said that in the context of the verse of the Quran, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ, whomsoever Allah humiliates, there is none who can honor such a person. Sayyidina Hassan Basri, rahmatullah alayh, said that these are people who are no longer of any significance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they were left by their own devices to commit sin. If they had mattered to Allah, if they were of significance, He would indeed have protected them. He would indeed have helped them. In other words, in their spiritual journey to Him, in their battle against their base animal impulse, against the whispering of the shaitan. What is no doubt encouraging, but at the same time distressing, is that during Ramadan, most of us are committed to our fasting. During the sacred month, we've been performing our ibadat, our taraweeh, which in this day and age, subhanAllah, is a great accomplishment. We have been spending sadaqah, charity in this month. We have been concerned about the less fortunate. We have been worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've been showing exemplary spiritual rectitude, especially in a world that has become spiritually so impoverished. Muslims in this modern world, in this secular, godless world, are distinguished by this profound commitment to spirituality and ritual, prayer and devotion, which is really something we need to be rightly proud of, alhamdulillah. But then, unfortunately, this is where the distressing part comes. No sooner does the month come to an end, but our attitude seems to change somewhat. And we begin to become careless, negligent, somewhat overbearing in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see ourselves neglecting our salah, avoiding those righteous deeds, those extra adhkar, that extra charitable act that we would do in the month of Ramadan, wanting to win Allah's good favor and compound our reward and our account of good deeds in the hereafter, and we become careless. We begin to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all sorts of initially small ways. It's negligence that slowly leads to disobedience and then open sin. And this is that same Allah who turned to us in mercy, that same sovereign, that same holy one, that same pure and generous creator. So how unfortunate is it if we, and alhamdulillah it's not many, but amongst us, they are, including myself, when we become negligent after the great spiritual favor of the month of Ramadan. As Muslims, we should make Ramadan not just that opportunity whereby we earn Allah's favor, but also the opportunity whereby we turn over a new leaf. And our tawbah in Ramadan should manifest itself in the moderation of our action after Ramadan. Tawbah essentially means changing or turning away from a habitual bent, a negligent attitude, a perverted rebellion against Allah. So we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should persevere in our ibadah, in our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need, as in the month of Ramadan while fasting, we're always cognizant of Allah's presence. We should remember that Allah is present. He's watching at every minute, in every hour. So after Ramadan as Muslims, we should continue in our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should continue in our ibadat. We should continue in our tahajjud. And that extra salah, the taraweeh, is a feature of Ramadan, but we can do so many other nafil acts of ibadah. Even in so far as salah is concerned, there's salatul awwabin, which is sorely neglected. Salatul duha. Some of us may have forgotten what these extra nawafil are, but they could be a continuity from the excellent precedent we've set for ourselves in the month of Ramadan. And in this way, we can continue in our journey in drawing closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that ultimately was the purpose of the month of Ramadan. It is as if the archer sets his arrow to the target and he holds his hand firm and steadies his shot and aims acutely and then releases. The releasing is our releasing ourselves into the year, hopefully on a course that leads to the target. And the target of every believer is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His good pleasure. There's an ayah of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِمُ الصَّلَاةِ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفٌ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتَ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. So perform salah at the ends of the day and in the hours of the night. This refers to these salawat, the fara'id, but also refers to those extra acts of ibadah, the nawafil that we encourage to. And salah, no doubt, is the preeminent act of virtue, the preeminent ritual whereby we distinguish ourselves as devotees, as mu'mineen, as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but by extension it includes all acts of virtue with the intention of pleasing Allah. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And the purpose of it is, good deeds efface bad deeds. Good deeds erase the wicked record we've written against our own souls. ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ. This is no doubt an advice. It's an admonition for the mindful, those who are willing to accept this advice. So the Prophet ﷺ said that follow a bad deed with a good deed. أَتْبِعْ سَيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. For you will find that the good deed effaces the bad deed. It erases it, not just in your record, but also in the psychological, emotional, and the spiritual fallout of that bad deed. The way in which it bends and warps perceptions and attitudes, the good deed corrects those perceptions. It straightens the bend. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And thereafter, engage people with good manners, with a good attitude. Interact with people. So first comes the good deed, more often than not, the act of, the ritual act of virtue, the salah, the ibadat, straightening your bent, and then engage people in a noble way. So there has to first be taqwa, a profound sense of cognizance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a sense of duty to Allah, a sense of understanding that our destination is in His presence, that this world is no more and no less a trial, a measure of our spiritual standing in His sight. And we've excelled in the month of Ramadan. We've shown what potential we can achieve within our own haphazard and oftentimes half-hearted attempt. But alhamdulillah, there was an attempt and the potential was realized. We need to capitalize on that and then project that into our year. Now the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created each and every one of us is for our ibadah, for worship, with no partner, with no associate, devoting our hearts and our lives to Him and Him alone. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've created humanity only to worship Me. And worship is the most profound expression of love and adoration. We are lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humanity has been created in love. And the true love is the love of unalloyed obedience and self-negation. Losing yourself in the object of love and serving that object of love. This is the ultimate purpose. This is the higher aim. There is no aim beyond this. Our ultimate goal is to attain this ubudiyya, being a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the truest and fullest sense. And this was achieved in the most beautiful manner during Ramadan. We felt it, we tasted it. When we saw so many of us coming to the masajid and the musallas, in groups, individually, people encouraging each other. We saw people striving to perform all their fara'id on time, to give their sadaqat on time, to assist and help those in distress, competing in fact with one another in good deeds. We saw this. Even amongst the children, there were those competing with each other in that sacred month. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and for this, let those who strive, strive. Let those who compete, compete. And others compete in earning for themselves Jannah and the good pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in these acts of devotion which leads to a soul that is righteous and then which leads to an engagement of people which is virtuous and distinguished by noble character. And for this we'll be rewarded. And the greatest reward, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for fasting, I shall be its reward. My love, my affection. But there remains the case of those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also keeps firm with the word that stands firm in this world and the hereafter. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ Allah keeps those who believe truly with the firm word. A firm word in this world insofar as pronouncing the truth and calling to the truth. And a firm word in the hereafter insofar as the testimony of truth and virtue which admits him into paradise. The validation of his faith. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps to be steadfast in doing righteous deeds after Ramadan. Whomsoever Allah establishes firmly with words of truth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحَ يَرْفَعُهُ وَالَّذِينَ يَمْكُرُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَكَرُوا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ يَبُورٌ To Allah ascends all the good works that you do and all the righteous deeds that are exalted. In other words, the goodly words, the goodly actions are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with good action. So what ascends to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? يَسْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ Righteous action. So our goodly words, our goodly recitation of the Qur'an, all our adhkar during these sacred nights, all our encouraging towards virtue and excellence, all our explanation of the words of Allah as we went through the nights of Ramadan and clarifying Allah's message and intent with us has to be then followed by amalus salih, righteous action. And the rest of the 11 months of this year is the opportunity we have to validate those claims of belief. Now undoubtedly we'll conclude here, like I said, unfortunately I started a little late, I apologize. We'll finish this next week. Righteous deeds are among the acts which obviously bring a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ways in which we validate our claim to faith. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ The primary criticism of the hypocrites was them saying what their actions did not validate. So Muslims distinguish themselves from the hypocrites by validating their claim to faith and virtue with action. And we use it to validate our faith and to attain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do so at all times. And the Lord of Ramadan is also the Lord of Sha'ban, is also the Lord of Dhul-Hijjah, is also the Lord of Muharram, is also the Lord of Safar and every other month and every other week and every other day and every other moment. So the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has enjoined upon us, the devotion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which He has directed us to, the discipline, the standing in the dark hours of the night in attendance before our Lord, our calling out in love and hope and fear in the month of Ramadan, our fasting and disciplining of our base self in yielding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Master, this period of Ramadan which has come to an end, Allah is the Lord of the periods that succeed that period. And there is that opportunity we have to use the momentum gained in the month of Ramadan to, for want of better words, to drive our spiritual vehicle through the course of the year. But we need, like with everything, to maintain the momentum. And with that momentum, we need to ensure that we uphold our salah, uphold our acts of charity, uphold our standing in nights, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uphold those nawafil. Because it is through the nawafil that we earn Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. ولا يزال عبدي يتقرب إلي بالنوافل حتى أحبه. And for as long as my servants still over and above the fara'id, through the voluntary acts of worship, still pursue the ultimate goal of earning my good favor, they still strive towards earning my pleasure through the nawafil. If they do so, then indeed I love them. وَإِنْ أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعُهُ الَّذِي يَسْمُ بِهِ. And when I love my servants, I become the ears by which he hears. وَبَسَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْسِرُ بِهَا. And the eyes by which he sees. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا. The hand by which he holds. وَرِجْلَيْهِ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا. The two feet by which he walks. وَإِذَا سَأَلَنِي لَأَعْطَيْتُهُ. And if he asks me of anything whatsoever of his needs of this world and the hereafter, I will indeed gift it to him without hesitation. وَلَئِنِ اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُؤِذَنَّهُ. And if he seeks my protection against any harm of this world or the hereafter, I surely give him my protection. But this is afforded to those people who maintain the momentum, devotional spirit of the month of Ramadan, who continue in their nawafil, who continue in their sadaqat, who continue even in their saum. And we have the month of Shawwal, the six fasts, in which the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said that those who observe these six fasts, the spiritual merit is such that he is afforded the reward of an entire year of fasting. What is meant by that? Is that by fasting the six fasts of Shawwal, it is a way whereby which we maintain the momentum of the month of Ramadan. Because generally fasting is neglected for the rest of the year. If a person fasts these six fasts of Shawwal, you'll continue fasting for the rest of the year. So inshallah, with that message of continuity and of fortitude in virtue and taking full advantage of the momentum that we've gained through the month of Ramadan, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, you know, to live true lives of piety, but lives of love. Piety and obedience to Allah is the surest marker or measure of love. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.